Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, July 4th, 2022. Berlin's State Secretary for Digital Affairs and Administrative Modernization, Ralph Kleindienst, expects that by the end of 2023, all people in the capital will finally be able to get an appointment at a citizen's office within 14 days. Right now, only about 30% of all appointment requests can be handled within 14 days. Kleindienst pointed out that under his leadership, various measures had been initiated in the Senate to improve the situation. A major problem is that one-fifth of those who have booked an appointment do not show up for it without telling the authorities in advance. And often, those affected have made several appointments at different offices and only show up for one of them. To improve this situation, reminder emails with a cancellation function are now sent out 2 days before an appointment, provided citizens have given their email address. Kleindienst also announced that 5 new offices are planned and that the Senate will provide 100 additional employees for the district offices. In addition, a pool system with 20 to 30 employees will be tested who can be distributed between the offices on an as-needed basis in order to balance out peak workloads without bureaucracy. In general, the state secretary underscored his goal of advancing the digitization of the administration so that citizens can handle more and more services online. The unsatisfactory situation at citizens' offices has been a source of constant annoyance in Berlin for years. The goal of guaranteeing an appointment within 14 days for everyone was already set by the governing parties SPD, Greens, and Left back in 2016. However, despite various efforts, implementation has not yet been successful. During the corona pandemic, waiting times again increased significantly in many cases. The public rental bicycle system in Berlin was in greater demand than ever before in the first months of this year. Between January and April of 2021, Nextbike, a provider financially supported by the Senate and the supermarket chain Edeka, reported 153,000 rentals. In the current year, the provider counted 274,000 trips for the same time period, an increase of 80%. About 5,000 bikes are available in Berlin, and back in 2019, it was only 2,700. And this year, a vehicle was used twice in 3 days on average, but in April a year ago, the average usage rate was twice in 5 days. The system of the Leipzig-based provider Nextbike, which was purchased by the Berlin e-scooter rental company Tier Mobility last year and receives 1.5 million euro in annual subsidies from the state, is always under pressure to explain itself because of the state funding. After all, other companies offer rental bicycles without government support. The difference is that Nextbike has committed to expand their service beyond the already tightly served inner city into the neighborhoods outside the S-Bahn ring, where two-thirds of Berliners live. Many of them use their cars for lack of real alternatives, which is not exactly desired politically by the Red-Green-Red coalition. That's why, in addition to an expansion of the system of on-call buses in the outlying districts, which was approved with the new 2022-2023 double budget, an offer of rental bikes beyond the ring is also a priority of the Senate. Berlin is facing a shortage of gelbe Säcke, or yellow bags, for the disposal of plastic waste. Waste disposal company Alba, which is the largest distributor of yellow bags in Berlin, announced that at present, originally agreed delivery dates are in question. Alba added that it is in constant discussion with the supplier and in parallel is sourcing bags from other suppliers as well. The last time a larger shipment of bags was received and distributed was 3 weeks ago. A delivery of 1.5 million units failed last week, but another shipment of 1.3 million is expected this week. For months now, yellow bags have repeatedly been in short supply in various regions of Germany. One of the reasons for this is a shortage of raw materials in the countries of production. In addition, there are problems with the energy supply in manufacturing countries and disrupted supply chains. Alba stated that in this exceptional situation, transparent or translucent bags can also be used for the collection of lightweight packaging, and neighbors can also help each other out with bags if there are leftovers in a household. In the coming year, Berlin plans to end the yellow bags system anyway, and from July of 2023, they will gradually be replaced by yellow garbage cans. Some ATMs in Berlin have run out of cash. This is due to warning strikes in the cash and valuables industry, which began on Friday. According to the trade union Verdi, two companies from Berlin and Potsdam are affected by the nationwide action, and the warning strikes are to last up to and including today. The Berliner Sparkasse stated that due to the strike, cash dispensers are not filled as planned, and recommended cashless payment to its customers. In addition, many supermarket checkouts and gas stations also offer the possibility of cash withdrawals. The Verdi trade union is demanding higher hourly wages for the more than 11,000 employees nationwide. Negotiations were postponed on Thursday night and are to be continued on Wednesday. And lastly, our friends at the Common Ground Berlin podcast with host Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson will be returning to Podfest Berlin on July 17th for a live Stammtisch with special guests Deborah Cole, Carmen Schreim, and Podfest creator Daniel Stern. You can get your tickets at podfestberlin.com/tickets. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.